Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and worship you and thank you for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day that you have made. Lord, as we continue studying the book of Proverbs, I ask you to open our hearts and our minds and give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from your mighty word so that we might hide these words in your heart, in our hearts, so we don't sin against you. So I praise you and thank you, Father, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, today we're still in the book of Proverbs, and today we're in Proverbs 14, starting in verse 14. It says, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself." Think about what that's saying. In other words, it's saying the backslider gets bored with himself. But the godly man's life is exciting. I'm going to tell you the godly man's life is exciting. Since I learned these things and started walking with the Lord and seeking Him and putting Him first in everything I do, I have never dreamed that I would have such an exciting life. But to serve the Lord, to see Him do the mighty, wonderful things He does. In the last 10 years of my life, in the last 25 years of my life, I have walked in obedience to God's Word. I have read His Word and studied it daily and prayed and talked to Him and worshiped Him. And after doing that for 10 years, I began to hear the audible voice of God speak to me. I have heard the Lord speak to me in an audible voice at least 30 times in the last 25 years. 20 years. It's been awesome in these years what I have heard the Lord speak to me and show me from His Word. I have seen the Lord do every kind of miracle you can imagine. I've had Him speak to me over pieces of equipment as an engineer, working, building, designing equipment. I've had the Lord speak to me and tell me what was wrong with things so I could fix them in record time. It is amazing how He will show you these things if you'll just get with Him. But a godly man, when you talk to the Lord and ask Him in faith, He'll talk to you, He'll give you revelation and wisdom. And then when I started seeing the Lord do mighty miracles of restoration, of healing and deliverance and things, I might just stop right here on this particular teaching in Proverbs, since I've got to tell you every once in a while some of the mighty things. Just a few years ago, I heard a woman screaming one day, and I ran down to the area where I heard the scream, and a woman had fell into a huge commercial oven and had laid her right arm down on the door of that big oven when she slipped on some grease on the floor. It had burned all the skin off the bottom of her right arm. She had a blister a foot long, 2 or 3 inches wide, coming up on the bottom of her right arm. She was screaming and in pain. I ran up to that woman. I laid my hands on her other arm, and I quoted Isaiah 53:4 that says that Jesus bore her pain. Then I quoted Mark chapter 16, verse 18, where Jesus said, "Lay hands on the sick and they'll get well." And then I quoted Mark 11:23 to the lady and told her, because the Lord said I could have anything I say with my mouth if I believe it with my heart. And I said, I believe Him. So I said, "Woman, you'll get a supernatural healing from the King. I guarantee it." Well, by quoting God's Word, calling Him into remembrance of His promises, like Isaiah 43:25 says, the Lord was there to show up for me. Within a matter of a few minutes, this woman had absolutely no pain, no pain whatsoever in her body. She even refused to go to the doctor. That evening, she served an evening meal in the cafeteria, and everybody saw that huge blister on her arm. But let me tell you, the next morning, when that woman came back to work, there was not a mark or a blister or a scar or nothing on her arm. It was completely healed overnight. I'm telling you, folks, we serve an awesome Jesus. I've seen Him do those kind of things hundreds of times over. I'm telling you, the life of a man that walks with God and does what He says is exciting. You get to see God do some wonderful things. I'm telling you, it is absolutely exciting life. But just like it says, the backslider gets bored with himself, but the godly man's life is exciting. Never did I dream that in my last years I would be able to see God do the mighty things I've seen Him do. But I praise Him for all these things. Now then, verse 15. It says here in verse 15, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. In other words, only a simple person or a simpleton believes everything he's told. A prudent man understands the need for proof. In other words, you don't believe everything everybody tells you, and that's what's wrong with the church today. People don't even take their sword or their Bible to church, so many of them anymore. Some preacher will preach a few minutes or read a few things out of the Bible, or some of them don't even open the Bible. And they'll just talk. Well, if you got a preacher that's not reading the Word of God to you, you need to confront him and tell him he needs to preach the Word. And then you need to take your Bible to make sure what he's preaching is what the Word says. Because so many translations today are not saying what the Word says, so you need to be very careful. So you need to make sure that you fit in the category of this prudent man, or the one that needs proof. In other words, you need to know that the Word of God says what it says. Now then, in verse 16, it says, a wise man feareth and departs from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. In other words, a wise man is very cautious and he avoids danger. A fool plunges headlong into it with great confidence. In other words, it's amazing. Like one time, I was down at a place to pick up some real heavy steel, and a man took a crane, and he put a big old chain around that steel, and he picked it up. Of course, I'm an engineer by trade, and I understand strengths and all this of chains and everything, and although I knew this was a proof chain, I knew this chain had to be running close, very close to its limits. And this guy that is working in this steel place, he didn't have a clue. He was just a man there that with no education, and he just thought anything he wrapped that chain around, it ought to be able to pick it up. But he picked up this big, heavy load of steel and was swinging it over to put it on my trailer. And as he swung this thing around, it hung a big old wire thing, and, of course, he jumped off the drag line, runs down under there and starts to crawl under there to get that thing. And I screamed at him. I said, sir, don't go under there. He stopped. He said, what's wrong with you, mister? I said, sir, don't go under there. If that chain were to break, I said, you know, that would kill you. He said, that's not going to break. He said, that chain's plenty strong. I said, sir, look. I said, if you go under there, I will not buy that steel. I will not buy it. And about that time, the chain broke. And the thing come crashing to the ground in one heartbeat. That thing popped, and that guy jumped back, and he said, mister, you saved my life. I said, I know. I'm led by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit clearly told me to tell you not to go under there. I said, now then, aren't you glad I was paying attention? Because this man was absolutely not a man that was led by God. This man was just a normal man, and that's what's wrong today. The Lord calls those men fools because they plunge headlong into what they're doing with great confidence. Now then in verse 17 it says, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. In other words, a short-tempered man is a fool. Now you know there's some men that, I mean, they'll blow up in a heartbeat over everything, every day. It seems like they live in that realm. But a short-tempered man is a fool. He hates the man who is patient. He can't stand to see a man that's patient. But if you're a godly man, you need to be a man that is not short-tempered. You need to be a very patient person, and you need to learn how to walk in patience, because the Word of God calls you a fool if you're not. And verse 18, it says, the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The simpleton is crowned with folly. Think about that. But the wise man is crowned with knowledge. How do you get wisdom? You get wisdom by asking God. Whatever you do, don't leave home without wisdom. There's only one way to get it, and that's to ask God. And when you ask, ask in faith, nothing wavering. Because if you waver, you won't get anything from the Lord. But whatever you do, you need to walk holy before Him, because if you don't walk holy before Him, you won't get anything either. So if you walk in obedience to his word and do what he says, then you'll be able to be crowned with knowledge and wisdom. Now then, verse 19 says, the evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. In other words, evil men shall bow before the godly men. We need to make sure that we are those godly men. Now, the poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. Just think, even his own neighbors despise the poor man, while the rich have many friends. But to despise the poor is to sin. Blessed are those who help them. In other words, these people that are poor, you need to try your best to share the word of God with these people, because until they come out of their simple ways, until they come to know Jesus and become possessors of eternal life, they can never, never do anything magnificent. It's not in them because their father is the devil and not God. And until the Holy Spirit lives in you, you will never be able to do mighty things. You'll never be able to create things or do things that are miraculous. You can only do those if you're a son of the living God and you are a possessor of eternal life. Now it says in verse 21, he that despises his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. So, but just like it says, to despise the poor is to sin, but blessed are those who help them. So you need to make sure you don't despise your poor neighbor. Because if you as a Christian despise your poor neighbor, you're no better than anybody else. But you're to help these people. You're to do the best you can to lead them in the right way. Now then, verse 22 says, do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. Those who plot evil shall wander away and be lost. But those who plan good shall be granted mercy and quietness. I don't know about you, but I want to be one of those people that plan good things, and I'll be granted mercy and quietness, because those that plot evil shall wander away and be lost. You don't want to be one of those people. Well, I'd invite you to call me for audio and video tapes of these teachings. I'll be happy to send you free and postpaid audio and video tapes of lots of our teachings. Now, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. There you can also listen to these shows again. And if you missed the ones last week, they're on there. So you can go back and listen to them. And if any of the ones that you want or other, if you just call us, I'll be happy to send you other audio and video tapes of our teaching. We teach a healing school, and we'd be happy to send those teachings to you free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.